There can be no happiness in anyone's life except their sins are washed away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happiness it comes as we progress in our Christian life. And that's why in the classes that we have, we are looking at the basic elements of our Christian life. It all begins with faith. There were some youngsters who said, asked me, "Uncle, will you please speak in Hindi in between at least for us?" So, thoda thoda beech mein Hindi bhi bolenge, hai na? Bolenge kya nahi? Hello? I want your response, okay? हमारे मसीह जीवन में यदि हमें आगे बढ़ना है तो प्रभु यीशु मसीह के ऊपर विश्वास करने के द्वारा उनके लहू से हमें जो मुक्ति छुटकारा मिलता है, पाप की क्षमा मिलती है, वहां से शुरुआत होती है। और यह कैसे मुमकिन होता है? जब हम यीशु मसीह पर विश्वास करते हैं। Our life as a Christian begins by faith. And when we begin by faith, we are brought into relationship with God. परमेश्वर के साथ हमारा रिश्ता शुरुआत होता है। And that's why we were seeing these basic elements of our Christian life. You could add to the list that is before us, the various aspects of Christian life. Christian and his faith, then his fellowship, his finance, and we could add his friends and his family, his food, his foes, and his future. If we begin by faith, what is that keep us or motivate us to keep going ahead in our Christian life? You know what is that? It is what we are anticipating in the future. In between there is a foe to be fought with. Which is the foe that we thought about yesterday? The world around us, the flesh within us, and the devil who is surrounding us. And only by grace and help of God, by the scripture and by following the ways that the Lord has given to us, we can be overcomers and waiting upon for the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this class, we are going to see the last aspect of our Christian life. I think that should be a motivating factor for us. If nothing else can make you to really live for the Lord Jesus Christ, just look at the bright future that a Christian has. Whenever I talk about this topic, I am really excited. Because I don't know what is ahead. You know, I really don't know. But whatever the scripture has revealed to us, Bible has revealed to us, that gives us a great joy. भविष्य में हमारे लिए क्या रख छोड़ा है? इस संसार में हम लोगों को देखते हैं, सारे क्या चाहते हैं? कल क्या होगा? कौन मुझे बताएगा? कुछ लोग अपना हाथ दिखाते हैं, कुछ लोग कंप्यूटर से अपनी पत्रिका निकालते हैं, कुछ लोग इसको पूछते हैं, उसको पूछते हैं, न्यूज़पेपर खोलते हैं, लेकिन वो पन्ना निकलते हैं जहां पर उनकी राशि भविष्य आज के दिन के लिए क्या है या सप्ताह के लिए क्या है उसको ढूंढते रहते हैं, है ना? लेकिन ये सारे तो मनुष्य की बातें हैं। हमारा भविष्य किसके हाथ में है? हमारा भविष्य किसके हाथ में है? परमेश्वर के हाथ में है। यदि परमेश्वर हमारा पिता है, यीशु मसीह हमारा मुक्तिदाता है, तो हमारे लिए बहुत सुंदर भविष्य है। और इस भविष्य के ऊपर अभी हम इस क्लास में देखना चाहते हैं, क्रिश्चियन एंड हिज फ्यूचर। क्या आप अपना बाइबल खोलेंगे? विल यू प्लीज टर्न टू योर बाइबल टू 1 Corinthians चैप्टर 15 एंड वी शैल रीड फ्रॉम वर्स 51 to 58। 1 Corinthians चैप्टर 15 वर्स 51। कुरिन्थियों की पत्री, पहली पत्री, उसका 15वां अध्याय और उसका 51 से लेकर 58 तक। 1 Corinthians 15:51। लुक इन टू योर बाइबल एंड लिसन वेरी केयरफुली एंड अटेंटिवली ईच वर्ड दैट इज मेंशन देयर। आर यू रेडी? हैव यू ऑल टर्न टू द स्क्रिप्चर्स? लेट अस हियर गॉड्स वर्ड। Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortality shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And may the good Lord bless the reading of His holy word. There is so much that we can talk about this topic. What we are going to see is only the glimpse into heaven. How good it will be, no? Yadi Parmeshwar ne hamar liye swarg ka parda, akash ka parda, thode der ke liye aisa kiya. Aur hum andar jhaank kar dekh sakenge. To kitna achha hoga, na? Are you not excited about it? I am really thrilled and excited, let me tell you. And time and again God has done that for His people. For a while Apostle Paul was taken into heaven and given the glimpse of it. For a while Apostle John was given those vision. For a while Stephen has seen the heaven was open and the Lord Jesus Christ standing and receiving unto him. All these great men of God had that glimpse of heaven. And what is it going to be for a child of God? In this class we are going to see seven aspects of the bright future of a child of God. Just write down this. Seven aspects. Now each of this aspect could take really more than a 1 hour class. But as I said earlier, we are going to have only the glimpse of our bright future. Hum keval ek jhalak hamare liye jo bhavish Yeshu Masih mein rakh choda hai usko dekhne wale. Keval ek jhalak dekhna. Kitna sundar hai. सबसे पहले हम देखना चाहते हैं इसके सात बातों में पुनरुत्थान के बारे में द रिजरेक्शन. सेकेंडली द रैप्चर मसीह लोगों का ऊपर उठाया जाना. द रिजरेक्शन मतलब पुनरुत्थान. रैप्चर ऊपर उठाया जाना. द रिसेप्शन उनका स्वागत या उनका प्रभु यीशु मसीह के साथ परमेश्वर के भवन में लिया जाना. द रिसेप्शन. Then you have the review. जो कुछ होगा प्रभु के सामने इन सारे बातों का एक जांच पड़ताल हो जाएगी. Review हो जाएगा हमारे जीवन का. उसके पश्चात then the rewards, the revelation and the reign. इन सात बातों की ओर जब हम पवित्र शास्त्र बाइबल में देखते हैं तो हमारे भविष्य के बारे में बताया हुआ है. The resurrection, the rapture, the reception, the review, the rewards, the revelation, the reign. Oh, it is just beautiful. It's going to be something amazing and wonderful. It begins with the resurrection. हमारा जो भविष्य है वो पुनरुत्थान के साथ शुरुआत होगा और यीशु मसीह के साथ राज्य करने के द्वारा हमेशा युगानुयुग के जीवन में हम प्रभु के साथ राज्य करने वाले हैं. उसके द्वारा बाइबल में इसको प्रकट किया गया है. मे आई टेल यू देर इज नो अदर बुक विच कैन रिवील टू अस आवर ब्राइट फ्यूचर देन द स्क्रिप्चर बाइबल द वर्ड ऑफ गॉड. इसलिए हमें क्या करना चाहिए? अपना बाइबल बंद करके अपने पास रखना चाहिए. बराबर? ना ना ना, हमें उसको खोलना चाहिए, उसको पढ़ना चाहिए, उसको मनन करना चाहिए, उसका अध्ययन करना चाहिए. तो एक ग्लिम्स देखते वक्त हम शुरुआत करते हैं सबसे पहले हमारे जीवन में कौन सी बात होने वाली है? वो है हमारा पुनरुत्थान, द रिजरेक्शन. एंड द वर्सेस दैट वी हैव रेड नाउ दैट स्पीक्स अबाउट आवर रिजरेक्शन. फर्स्ट कोरिंथियंस चैप्टर 15 इज अ चैप्टर अबाउट द रिजरेक्शन. वेन एवर यू टॉक अबाउट रिजरेक्शन, यू नो पीपल ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड मे नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट रिजरेक्शन. डेड कैन बी रेज टू लाइफ? Impossible. How can it happen? Has it ever happened? They will ask you so many questions. Sansar ke log punruthan ko nahi manenge. Wo cheshta karenge. Ye to Paulus ke dinon mein bhi hua tha. During the days of Apostle Paul, it happened the same thing. Even when there were some people who came to the Lord Jesus Christ and they questioned him, you know, about the resurrection. In fact, they wanted to mock at him and they wanted to ridicule him for the teaching that he was giving about resurrection. So they put a riddle before the Lord Jesus Christ. Suppose if there is a man and he married, and after his marriage, you know, he dies. According to the Jewish tradition, then his brother is supposed to marry his wife who is left behind. Likewise, the seven brothers have married this one woman. And then they were asking a question to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose wife she will be in the day of resurrection? And you know what was the reply of the Lord Jesus Christ? What I said is written in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. The reply of the Lord Jesus Christ was to them, you know what? Ye greatly err. Aap bahut badi galti karte ho. Why? Because you do not know what the scripture says. Ye kon keh raha hai? Swayam Prabhu Yeshu Masih keh raha hai. Kiske baare mein? Hamare punarutthan ke baare mein. He is speaking about our resurrection. You know, an error can occur in the life of a person for not knowing the scripture as they are supposed to be taught and known and learned by them. परमेश्वर का वचन जब हम सही ढंग से नहीं अध्ययन करते हैं, हमारे मन में शक रहता है, गलत फहमी रहती है, या गलत शिक्षण आ सकता है। यही तो बात प्रभु यीशु मसीह ने किससे कहा था? उन सदूकियों से कहा था। He said, "He greatly err, not knowing the scriptures." So here is a group of God's people. Are you all here? Are you all God's people? Then when the Lord said to them, "You are erring because of not knowing the scripture," will you along with me say, "Yes, Lord, we trust your word, and the word is a word of God for us, and we believe the word of God, and we know the power of God." God has that power, and the word of God has the answer for every question in the lives of men and women. Hum kiske bare mein baat kar rahe hain? Hum punarutthan ke vishay mein baat kar rahe hain. Kyon? क्योंकि अब अगली बात सबसे पहले यीशु मसीह के दोबारा आगमन में जो होने वाली है वो कौन सी है? हमारा पुनरुत्थान, हमारा जी उठना। लोग चाहे कुछ भी कहे, प्रभु यीशु मसीह क्या कहते हैं, ये हमारे लिए बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है। द रिजरेक्शन। एंड व्हेन यू टॉक अबाउट रिजरेक्शन, आई वांट टू जस्ट से थ्री थिंग्स अबाउट इट। The signal that is given to us for resurrection. The subjects of resurrection. And thirdly, the state of resurrection. जब हम पुनरुत्थान के विषय में कहते हैं, first of all, what is the indication? Secondly, who will be raised to life? And how will it happen? Yeah? The signal, the subjects and the state. समझ में आया सुषमा? सबसे पहली बात, इसका क्या चिन्ह परमेश्वर ने हमें बाइबल में दिया हुआ है, कैसे हमें पता चलेगा? दूसरी बात, किसको उठाया जाएगा? तीसरी बात, ये सब कैसे होने वाला है? सबसे पहले हम देखेंगे द सिग्नल। जब आप 1 थेसलोनियंस चैप्टर 4 वर्स 16 17 पढ़ते हैं, it is one of the exciting chapter and wonderful verses in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. And you know what it says? It says like this. And the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and they that are alive shall be transformed. And we all shall be caught up to be with him. And what a joy it is. जब आप इन पदों को पढ़ते हैं, कौन से पद बताया? पहला थेसलनिका उसका चौथा अध्याय 13 से 18 तक पढ़ना चाहिए, लेकिन अंकल ने केवल 16 और 17 पद को बताया। क्यों? क्योंकि वहां पर हमें तीन चिन्हों को बताया गया है। पुनरुत्थान के समय पर तीन सिग्नल दिए गए हैं। तीन सिग्नल तो बोला है, लेकिन अगर एक बात बताऊं तो तीन आवाजों को बोला हुआ है। There will be three different voices. What is that? First of all, we are told there will be shout of the Lord. Secondly, we are told there will be voice of the archangel. And thirdly, the trump of God. तीन प्रकार के ध्वनि होने वाले हैं। अब ये तीन ध्वनि क्यों? तीन ध्वनि कैसे? तीन ध्वनि का मतलब क्या? ये बहुत सुंदर टॉपिक है। अभी हमारे पास उतना समय नहीं कि इसके अंदर जाकर हम इसका अध्ययन कर सके, लेकिन कभी यदि प्रभु अपने को मौका देगा, फिर कभी हम कहीं और अपने कलीसियाओं में मिलेंगे, तो इसका विश्लेषण करने में मेरे जैसा खुश आदमी और कोई नहीं होगा, क्योंकि बाइबल की जो सच्चाई है ना, इतनी अद्भुत है। ये तीन चीजें जब बताई है, द शाउट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, द वॉइस ऑफ द आर्कएंजल, द ट्रंप ऑफ गॉड, दे आर गिवन इन एन ऑर्डर, यू नो। There is a perfect order for it. There is a perfect reason behind it. And this is going to happen. But at this moment, let me tell you, these are the signal God has given to us. And we can very well trust. Why are these voices? Wow, shout of the Lord, voice of the archangel and trump of God. Is it for scaring us? No. Is it for scattering us? No. It is meant for gathering us. Gathering together to be with the Lord. And what a joyous day it will be, you know. Kitna anand ka woh kshan hoga. Iske signals hum yahan par padte hai. Iske chinh, ye teen hamesha yaad rakhna. Phir kabhi Prabhu samay dega, to ye teen chinhon ke baare mein main bataunga. Lekin ab itna hi kehna chahta hoon, ye teen awaze isliye hai ki hame punarutthan ke dwara Prabhu ke paas ikattha kiya jaye. Isliye ye teen signal diya hua hai. Theek hai? Kahan par likha hai? Paul. So many Pauls are here. Paul. ये कहां लिखा हुआ है? मित का कहां लिखा हुआ है? Sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 13 to 18 but particularly verse 16 and 17. You all got it? We'll go a little ahead. Not only the signal but the subjects. Who will be raised to life? Everybody? No. Not everybody at this time. But then who? As we read in the scripture, first of all, the dead in Christ shall rise first. What do you mean by dead in Christ? Dead in Christ are those are also called as they that sleep in Jesus. Jante hai, ek vishwasi ke mrityu ko sona karke kaha gaya hai. Sona malum hai, sona chandi nahi bol raha hu. Sona matlab neend lena. Theek hai? Sona kaha gaya hai. Ye aisa sona hai. Hum sona kyon bolte hai malum hai kya? जो सोता है उसको कौन सी आशा रहती है जागने की आशा रहती है उठने की आशा रहती है इसलिए एक विश्वासी को उठने की आशा है अपेक्षा है इसलिए हमें क्या कहा गया है विश्वासी जो यीशु मसीह में सोए हुए हैं है ना अक्सर हम फ्यूनरल को जब जाते हैं इन पदों को पढ़ते हैं और इनको सुनते हैं यीशु मसीह में सोए हैं वे जिलाए जाएंगे है ना मालूम है इसका मतलब क्या इसका मतलब मानो चाहे हमारा मृत्यु किसी भी प्रकार से क्यों ना आया हो कभी-कभी हमारे डैड हमारे मॉम हमारे भाई हमारी बहन हमारे दादाजी नानाजी घर के कोई भी परिवार के सदस्य जब गुजर जाते हैं यदि वे विश्वासी है चाहे किसी भी कारण उनके जीवन में मृत्यु क्यों ना आई हो क्या मैं आपसे कहूं कि वे यीशु मसीह के द्वारा मानो सुलाए गए हैं तो यीशु मसीह के द्वारा जिलाए भी जाएंगे या उठाए भी जाएंगे कितनी बड़ी आशा है यू नो देयर आर दोज हु आर बीइंग You know, stoned to death like Stephen. There are those who are burnt alive. There are those who are buried alive. I don't know whether you have heard the stories of martyrs. I don't know whether you get that booklet of martyrs. Those who are suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is tremendous. I tell you, none of those things have come to us. But what may happen? Whether burnt alive or buried alive or stoned to death, they are safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe in the arms of Jesus. These are the subjects. The dead in Christ and they that sleep in the Lord Jesus Christ. Isliye main bar bar kehta hoon, yadi aap is camp mein aaye ho aur Yeshu Masih aapka Prabhu aur Muktidata nahi hai, aap isme nahi rahenge. You will not be part of this if you are not born again child of God. Uddhar hua hai lekin uddhar ki khatri nahi hai. Uddhar ki khatri karna jaruri hai. Aur ye kaise hoga mere priyo? Jab hum Prabhu ko aadar karke, Prabhu ke vachno ke saath, kalesiya mein, har baat mein lagataar aage badhte jayenge, hamara vishwas dridh hota jayega. Yeah, we will have assurance of our faith in the Lord Jesus, which will never go in vain. The dead in Christ shall rise and they that sleep in Jesus shall be brought to life. Not only the signal and the subjects but also the state. Ye kaise uthaya jayega? Kya hone wala hai? Wohi to humne in padon mein padha. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 mein humne kya padha? Woh is prakar se likha hua hai. Kya hone wala hai us din? Behold, I show you a mystery. Verse 51. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, that's what the signal, and the dead shall be raised to incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on the incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortality shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Word of God will come to pass. And there will be not only resurrection, but there will be also renewal. Yeah? Many have a question, you know, on the day of resurrection, will we know each other or not? Will we be able to recognize or not? I don't know whether Sushma will recognize me on that day, whether I can recognize Sushma or not. Kya main Sushma ko pehchan paunga? Kya Sushma mujhko pehchan payegi? Are yahi to uncle the, wo ABC mein aaye the. Are kitna humko sab Bible ki ek ek baaton ko samjhana chahte the. You know, Lydia, this is going to happen. We all have a question whether we'll know each other or not. But we will know it. And how we'll know it, you know? Let me tell you. We will know better than what we know each other. You know little about uncle, only outwardly. You don't know the inward things and various other things, okay? But that day will be a day of resurrection. It will be day of reunion. It will be day of rejoicing. It will be day of recognition. It will be a day of transformation. And it will be a day of triumph. Maine to fatafat sab bol diya. Lekin ye ek ek baat batane ke liye yadi samay hota na, to aapko main bata sakta tha. Itna sundar hone wala hai, us din sari baaton ko pragat kiya jayega. Aur hamara punaruthan hoga, prabhu ke saath hum milan mein aayenge, hum anand manayenge, hum ek dusre ko ya prabhu ko bhi pehchanenge, aur hamara jeevan badlavat mein laya jayega, hum ek vijay mein uthaye liye jayenge. And that resurrection is awaiting for us. Yeah, as we go ahead, not only the resurrection, let me take you to the second one. What is the next one? The rapture. Prabhu ka upar uthaya, vishwasiyon ka upar uthaya jana. The rapture. Whenever you talk about rapture, you know, people have so many things to talk about it. Hey, aise kaise ho sakta hai? Kya koi aise upar uthaya liya gaya kya? Kya hone wala hai? Kaise hone wala hai? How is this going to happen? Rapture. Whether people talk, whatsoever they may talk, but the scripture gives the ample example and the truth about the rapture. Okay? In the New Testament, we have clear teaching about the rapture. If you read that verse, 1 Thessalonians, again, chapter 4 and verse 17, it says, we shall all be caught up together. And that's the word. Which is the word? Caught up. Rapture you may not find as a word in the New Testament. Doesn't matter. But the idea, the truth of it, the teaching of it is very much there in those scriptures. We shall be caught up, means raptured. What is the meaning of caught up? We'll be snatched away, taken up. And how will that happen? As I was writing in these notes and I was thinking about it, we shall not only be resurrected and transformed, but we shall be snatched away to be with the Lord. The fact of rapture. You know, Enoch was taken up. You know, Elijah was taken up. You know, Apostle Paul was taken up. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is taken up. I said four. Then as far as the church is concerned, is waiting to be taken up. Then if you read Revelation chapter 11, you will find about two witnesses. Revelation 11 and verse 17. Ek baju mein likh ke rakhna. Those two witnesses, how they will be taken up. Six times it's spoken about being caught up, being taken up. And you know, four times it has already happened. Two events are just awaiting. And all out of the six which I said, five are individual, only one which is collective, and that is the church of God, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall be caught up to be with the Lord. Now there are false teaching about it. Don't go thinking about people, what they teach around, you know. They teach so many wrong doctrines around us. They say about partial rapture. Means what? Only those who are spiritual, they will be caught up. And otherwise, if they are not spiritual, they shall go through tribulation. And in the tribulation, they shall be refined. And if they are refined, then they shall be taken up. Wrong. It's a false teaching. No. As we read in these verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what did Apostle Paul say? All, he emphasizes, all who are dead in Christ, all who sleep in Jesus, all believers shall be caught up together to be with him. Because God has not appointed us to wrath, but God has given us an assurance. You know what is our assurance? I am excited to say our assurance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He died for us. What do you mean by that? The meaning of that is this. Notice, my participation in that great and glorious event of rapture does not depend upon my spirituality, but on the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. मेरा प्रभु के साथ ऊपर उठाया लिया जाना ये मेरे आपने आत्मिक जीवन के ऊपर निर्भर नहीं होता है ये मेरे प्रभु यीशु मसीह के ऊपर निर्भर है जो उन्होंने मेरे पापों के प्रायश्चित के लिए सलीब के ऊपर बलिदान किया है इफ दैट वाज द परफेक्ट वर्क व्हिच ही हैज डन ऑन द क्रॉस ऑफ कैलवरी एंड दैट इज द बेसिस ऑफ माय फेथ बी श्योर बी अश्योर्ड बीइंग इन द लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट वी शैल बी कॉट अप together. Rapture, when will it happen? There are so many doctrines these days coming up, you know, and you have to be careful. Some say after tribulation, some say in the middle of tribulation. But as far as Bible and its teachings are concerned, New Testament tells us that this will be before the tribulation. Why? How can you say uncle like that? Because there are so many verses. Just a casual reading of the New Testament will tell you all these verses. What is that? He will keep us from the hour of temptation. Bible says, He will deliver us from the wrath to come. Bible says, we are not living in the dread of man of sin, but we are living, looking for the man of sorrows coming in glory. Hum jo Christo virodhak hai, uski pratiksha nahi kar rahe. Hum to Christ, Yeshu Masih ki pratiksha kar rahe. Christo virodhak to unke liye aayega. We are anticipating the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the coming of Antichrist, okay? So that's a beautiful thing that we find. And when you turn to Hebrews chapter 2, you know, as I was telling you yesterday, Hebrews chapter 2 says, devil is the one who has power or authority over death. But at the shout of the Lord Jesus Christ, the dead in Christ shall be brought to life. Can you imagine that? On one hand it says, devil has the power over death. But on the other hand, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, the first signal is what? The Lord Himself shall descend with a shout. And at that shout itself, the power of this death of the devil will be put to naught, of no effect, nullified. And what a blow it will be for devil. As I said yesterday, you know, devil is also described to be having power in the atmospheric air. Or we call him as prince of the power of air. And you know what will be? And the devil, and in devil's own atmospheric territory, saints will be gathered up together. Yeah? And he will be absolutely helpless. ना उसको कोई अधिकार रहेगा ना उसमें कोई सामर्थ्य रहेगा सारी बातों का अंत किया जाएगा और यीशु मसीह में हम ऊपर उठाया लिए जाएंगे लेट मी टेल यू द थर्ड वन द रिसेप्शन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द रिजरेक्शन सेकेंडली फर्स्ट इज Second, third, reception. When I talk about this reception, I remembered one verse of the Lord Jesus Christ when He was with the disciples. You know what He said? He said like this, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a mansion for you, a place for you. When I prepare, I'll come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. Bible mein likha hai? हाँ या ना कहां लिखा है बाइबल में लिखा है वही तो मैंने कहा बाइबल में लिखा है लेकिन बाइबल में कहां लिखा है बाइबल में लिखा है कहां लिखा है यू नो डू यू नो वेयर इट इज रिटन इट्स रिटन इन जॉन्स गॉस्पल चैप्टर 14 वर्स 1 2 एंड 3 जस्ट राइट डाउन ऑन वन साइड जॉन 14 1 2 एंड 3 And this reception is going to be in the mid-air. As the Lord descends from above. And the church is caught up in the mid-air. And we shall meet the Lord there. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. What a reception it will be. What's the meaning of I will receive you? I thought I will just tell you. You know, when I come to your house, I press the bell. What do? You see through the peephole. Oh, uncle has come. Run inside. Keep the door closed. Do you do that? Oh, you all do like that. Let me ask them. Do you do that, children? What will you do if I come to your house? Wow, uncle, you have come. Open the door. Welcome, uncle. Come inside. And you will take me inside and offer me a seat. Isn't it? And that's something like that is going to happen. Because whose house is that? His father's house. Okay? His father's house. Once he left that father's house and came for us, you know. But now he is going to receive us into his father's house. What an excitement it will be. He says, as if I will take you with me to my own house. House where he lives. House where he dwells. House which is his permanent abode. And when you and I go to him, he will receive you and me. Mary, where are you? You are here. He will receive us to him. You know, what a joy it will be. And what does that mean is this. He will be taking us together. We are entering together. We are sharing together. And what a great reception that will be. Write down an example in your notes. Well, write down Genesis chapter 24. You find Isaac receiving Rebecca there. Isaac ne Rebecca ka kaisa swagat kiya tha. Jaanti ho? Rebecca itna dur se Eliezer ke saath lai gayi thi. Theek hai? Aur Isaac bhi jo Lahai Roi naam ke jagah par tha. वहां से वो भी जो मनन कर रहा था वहां से वो भी आया. वहां से रिबेका को लाया गया. यहां से इसहाक बाहर निकला. तब उनका जब मिलन हुआ एलियजर ने कहा ये कौन है? मेरा मालिक है. तो रिबेका ने तुरंत अपना मुंह ढांप लिया. इसहाक उसके पास गया. उसको अपने साथ लिया. अपने मां के तंबू में लेकर इसहाक सांत्वन पाया. ऐसे कहां लिखा है? जेनेसिस चैप्टर 24. And what a beautiful picture that will be. Isaac, who came so far, she came from a long distance. He took her in his mother's tent. And then in the similar way, the Lord will come for us and take us into Father's house. I don't know what will be your excitement on that day. I was just thinking, you know, what will I speak to the Lord when I see him? What must have been Rebecca's reaction when she first saw Isaac? She never met him. She never knew him. She only heard about him from the servant Eliezer. Yeah, हमने भी देखा नहीं प्रभु को. लेकिन हम जब देखेंगे, हमारा क्या excitement रहेगा? हम क्या बोलेंगे प्रभु से? शायद हम भी रिबेका के जैसा speechless हो जाएंगे, क्योंकि प्रभु का प्रेम पाकर और प्रभु की आशीष हमारे जीवन में हम अनुभव करेंगे. Not only resurrection and then rapture and then hello? What is the third one? Resurrection. Second? Rapture. Third one? Reception. And fourth one? The review. There is going to be a time of review. That should make us to think now, you know. For a while, just look at this. As this review takes place at Bema. What if Bema, uncle? Bema is nothing but a judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, what's going to happen at Bema? Three things. The reason for the judgment, the realities of the judgment, and the result of the judgment. The reasons, the realities, the result. I may have to go a little quickly. As the time goes up, fine, just have a look at it and listen very carefully. Why judgment? And about what judgment? Why go for the judgment seat? Am I not being born again, having no condemnation over me? Therefore, they who are in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation for them. They are new creation. Then why this judgment seat? Let me tell you quickly. This is not concerning our salvation, because our salvation is secured by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This judgment is not concerning our sins also. Why? Because our sins are already dealt with. Yeah, it is not going to be an investigation of our sin. Then what is it going to be? It is going to be a searching look on believers' services or believers' lifestyle here. what you are doing, how you are doing, when you are doing, for whom you are doing, with what motive, intentions and purposes you are doing, everything. Those things will be reviewed. Are you all with me? Can I go ahead? यदि मैं थोड़ा फास्ट जा रहा हूं तो हाथ ऐसा कर देना, मैं थोड़ा स्लो हो जाऊंगा, लेकिन वो घड़ी अपने लिए स्लो नहीं होगी, ठीक है ना? मैंने अपनी मसीही जिम्मेदारियों को, उत्तरदायित्व को कैसे इस संसार में निभाया है, इन बातों का जांच पड़ताल वहां पर प्रभु के सामने किया जाएगा. सैमुअल, दैट्स व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन, यू नो. Not concerning my salvation, not concerning sins, but concerning my services. What is it, uncle? I didn't understand. Can you please explain me a little more? Yeah, I'm going to do that. What is that review going to be? There are four passages in the scripture. Okay? You can note down these four passages where this review is mentioned about. And these four passages later on you can study. But I'm just giving you an outline. In these four passages, four things are going to be reviewed. First of all, Romans chapter 14, my attitude to my fellow believer. Yeah, you got it? Elizabeth, there are four passages that speaks about our review time there, you know. And four aspects of our review are mentioned. First of all, Romans chapter 14. What is that? My attitude to my brother. Secondly, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. My accomplishments, whether I have done with all faithfulness, with all sincerity, and with all consecration or not. How I have done what I have done. You know 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Hello? Do you know 1 Corinthians chapter 3? In that review, all our works are being put into how many categories? Two groups. Two groups of how many categories? Six. What is the first? In the first one there are three. Our works will be tried as gold, silver and precious stones. Otherwise it will be in another category. And what is that? Wood, hay and stubble. Ye kahan likha hai? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Aur jab agni ke dwara inka parikshan kiya jayega, सोना, चांदी और मूल्यवान पाषाण, वो क्या हो जाएगा? वो उसमें से परखा जाएगा और चमकेगा. लेकिन जो लकड़ी है, घास फूस है, वो अगर अग्नि से, आग से जाएगा तो क्या होगा? वो भी चमकते हुए बाहर आएगा. अगर ऐसा किया तो ब्रेकफास्ट बहुत हो गया, ठीक है ना? वो सारा जल जाएगा, राख हो जाएगा, मिट जाएगा. तो या तो हमारे काम सोना चांदी, इधर आवर वर्क्स आर लाइक गोल्ड सिल्वर एंड प्रेशियस स्टोन्स, अदरवाइज लाइक वुड हे एंड स्टबल. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय एटीट्यूड, सेकंडली माय अकम्प्लिशमेंट, थर्डली माय एम्स. 1 कोरिंथियंस चैप्टर 4, द काउंसिल्स ऑफ माय हार्ट विल बी ब्रॉट टू रिव्यू. फोर्थली माय एक्शंस, 2 कोरिंथियंस चैप्टर 5, एवरी एस्पेक्ट्स एंड एम्बिशंस ऑफ माय लाइफ will be reviewed. Did you note down that? Four aspects of the review of my life. That's why I got to be very careful. Binoy uncle on the day one was telling you very sincerely, we are called into the loving companionship or relationship in the loving community. Then are you loving your brother? And you all replied sincerely, and I appreciate that. The hall was echoing with no. And we got to really change that lifestyle, you know, and find that our relationship with, our interpersonal relationship with fellow believer is repaired, rectified, restored. Will you do that? I think it should begin with your own house, with your dad and mom, with your brother and sister, with your neighbors, with others. And then all of that will count in our review before the Lord. My attitude, my accomplishment, my aims and my actions. Actually, the word that is used there is very good. And the word that is used will be manifested. Means what, you know? It will be a photo. You like taking photos? But what kind of photo it will be, you know? It will not be a negative copy. Negative copy you can't see properly. But it will be developed copy. Colored copy. And everything will be seen. That's why we say it will be day of truth. It will be day of transparency. And it will be a day of testing. And what will happen there? All misunderstandings will be clarified. Uncle, you don't know why that, how can I love that sister? How can I love that uncle? How can I love that auntie? She behaves me like this. She always ridicules. That uncle speaks to me like that. He never likes me. I know, that's why I'm doing it like that. Fine, fine, all accepted. All accepted. All misunderstandings will be clarified on that day. But these days, when this misunderstanding go to an higher extent, you know, person like me has tears, you know. You know why? When they are not able to adjust in the local assemblies, they go against one another, even to the law, courts, tribunals, and they try to find out justice before others. How sad it is. Apostle Paul says, why can't you be defrauded? Why you have to go to the, you know, unrighteous people or the unrighteous judge for judgment for your own self? Can't you be taking that as a being defrauded by your brother? Suffer it for a sake, but never go to this tribunal courts. These days, these things are happening, children. And you and I got to be really on our knees taking care of these aspects. Why? Because, did you notice? It is the judgment seat of Christ. It is the judgment seat of God. And never try to sit on the judgment seat which belongs to God. Never take judgment in your hand. Never speak a word of judgment against your brother or sister. Commit it into the Lord's hand. Let Him judge. And on that day, let me tell you, today there may be many misunderstandings and all that. But one day when all these things will be brought to pass, I just like to say only one thing here, you know. We will all receive our rightful rewards from Him. Rightful appreciation. Us din saari baatein khuli pragat hogi. Aaj aapko kuch baaton se dukh hai na? Main kabul karta hoon dukh hai. लेकिन उस दिन प्रभु सारी बातों को प्रकट करेगा, सच्चाई से प्रकट करेगा. कोई चीज छिपी नहीं रहेगी. मेरा अपना जो प्रभु की ओर से मिलना है, वो प्रभु से मुझे जरूर मिलेगा. पांचवी बात तो हमारे प्रतिफल के बारे में कहा गया है. हमारा प्रतिफल, मैं तो जब इसके बारे में सोचता हूं, मैं सोच रहा था क्या प्रतिफल, किसको प्रतिफल? व्हाट रिवॉर्ड्स ओ लॉर्ड, व्हाट रिवॉर्ड्स एंड व्हाई रिवॉर्ड्स? आफ्टर ऑल, अनलेस ही टेल्स मी, हाउ कैन आई नो इट? And unless He helps me, how can I do it? यदि प्रभु ना बताए तो मुझे समझ में आएगा क्या? नहीं. यदि प्रभु मेरी मदद ना करे तो मैं कर पाऊंगा क्या? नहीं. In spite of all done by His grace, yet the Lord is going to appreciate us, you know. And the appreciation, actually they speak about in the reward aspect. There are 5 crowns they speak about. But I thought I'll put it in these words. There'll be shepherd's reward. There'll be servant's reward. There'll be steward's reward. There'll be Sunday school teacher's reward. There'll be sister's reward. Whatever you can add, keep adding rewards to this. And the Lord will reward rightfully to us. Hello, here. When the Lord comes. What is the first one? First one that is going to happen in future. Little loudly. The resurrection. Secondly, the rapture. Thirdly, reception. Fourthly, the review. And fifthly, what is the sixth one? The revelation. It's going to be a day of revelation. Today we don't know many things, you know. But on that day, things in heaven will be revealed to us. We will know things, you know, in reality. Aaj humko nahi pata. Kya hai, kaisa hoga. Aur log bahut sari assumptions and presumptions kar rahe. Don't go for it. Just depend upon and commit into the Lord's hand. On that day, everything will be revealed and we will know what does it mean by divine love, divine life and divine likeness. Because in the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said like this, glory Thou hast given me, I have given them, that the world may know that Thou hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Let me tell you the last one. Oh, what a joy it will be. Not only being taken to be with the Lord, with all this aspect that we have seen, but we shall be reigning with Him. हम उसके साथ राज्य करेंगे, हमेशा के लिए राज्य करेंगे. ये भविष्य एक विश्वासी का बताया हुआ है. यदि ये सब बातें सच है, तो हमारे लिए इसका क्या परिणाम होगा? Listen very carefully now, as I wrap up my session for now. Raised with Him, उसके साथ उठाए गए. पुनरुत्थान के द्वारा, raptured to Him, received into His Father's house, reviewed by his omniscient eyes, rewarded by his gracious hands, revealed at his glorious side, reigning in his eternal kingdom. What a day it will be. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Raised with him, raptured to him, received into his Father's house, reviewed by his omniscient eyes, rewarded by his gracious hand, revealed at his glorious side, and reigning in his eternal kingdom. Ye kiske liye hai? Ye keval vishwasiyon ke liye hai. Sawal main ye karna chahta hu, jante kya? Why is this future told to me? Uncle, Bible mein Parmeshwar ne ye sari baatein hame kyon batai hai? Kyon batai hai? Can you tell me? Not to satisfy our curiosity. हमारे मन में आगे क्या होगा, कैसे होगा, इसको एक समाधान देने के लिए नहीं दिया हुआ है, फिर किसके लिए दिया हुआ है? But to develop our consecration. Let us live for God. Let us live for Christ. And the question is, will you be an answer to that? That's why Apostle Paul said, therefore, 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the Lord, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, let us live for the Lord. Will you make that commitment as we bow our head before him? Shall we bow our head? Mahan Swargiya Pita, Dayalu Parmeshwar, आपके अनुग्रह के लिए हम आपके शुक्रगुजार हैं। प्रभु यीशु मसीह में कितना बड़ा प्रतिज्ञा वाचा भविष्य हमारे लिए रख छोड़ा है। हमारा मन खुश हो जाता है इस भविष्य जो यीशु मसीह में है उनके लिए। इसलिए प्रभु, यहां बैठे हुए हर एक जवान के जीवन में उद्धार की एक सही गवाही और खात्री दे, दृढ़ता और दृढ़ निश्चय तो दे, ऐसी प्रार्थना करते हैं पिता। और जो वचनों को हमने पढ़ा, हमारे सुंदर भविष्य को जो हमारे लिए रख छोड़ा है, हम तो इसके लिए लायक नहीं है प्रभु, ना खूबी है ना कोई लियाकत, लेकिन आपकी दया से आपने हमें चुना, यीशु मसीह में लाया, कितना बड़ा आशीष है प्रभु जी। इसकी ओर यदि आज तक अनदेखा अनसुना किया हो तो हमें माफ करना। इसके बाद हम सच में इन बातों को सोचते हुए विश्वास में, प्रभु में, वचन में, कलेसिया में, आत्मिक जीवन में बढ़ने के लिए हम में से हर एक की आप सहायता कर, ऐसी प्रार्थना करते हैं। हमारे महान प्रभु ने जो हमारे लिए रख छोड़ा है, उस दिन की प्रतीक्षा में हमारा जीवन यहां पर आपके भय में, आपके आदर में जीने के लिए हमारी हर एक की आप सहायता कर। उद्धारकर्ता प्रभु यीशु मसीह के मधुर नाम में मांगते हैं, सुन और कबूल कर पिता। आमीन।